8:57, 34 degrees. Time for a quick check of ag markets this morning. We bring in Ellen Dearden from AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning to you, Brian. And it looks like the grain market, at least, well, even the widespread markets, have all said, well, whatever happens with the Chinese tariffs or threatened tariffs, maybe it's not going to be all that much. So right now, we've got the grain market mostly higher. The soy products are not up right now, but everything else is. Right now, we've got July corn at 393.5. That's up 3.75 with the new crop decent, 409.5, up 4.5 cents. Keep in mind that we were up around 416 earlier this week, and we seem to be clawing our way back towards that 410 area. We didn't spend much time yesterday on the December corn under $4, so pretty good psychological support there. Export bookings on the corn were pretty decent at 35.4 million bushel of old crop, but only 400,000 bushel of new. On the bean side of things, Brian, we're trying to work higher. We've got a little bit of bear spreading going on, however, with the July beans only 2.25 higher at 10.28¾, with the new crop November and nickel higher at 10.24. Don't really know what that's all about, but certainly the export demand has gone to the South American-sourced beans right now. But as we move towards fall, those Brazilian beans will no longer be competitive in the market with cheaper U.S. beans available, both at the Gulf and the Pacific Northwest. I did notice that the river basis on beans has improved about a nickel this week, and that's a good sign. The export bookings there were 41.6 million bushel, but 13.2 million bushel in new crop. On the wheat side of things, we're higher again. The drought monitor didn't show any improvement in Oklahoma and Kansas on the drought situation. A little bit of improvement in the central Texas region, also the Dakotas. July Chicago wheat at 477 is up 4 cents, with July KC wheat 511.5, up 7.25 cents. The product aren't able to support the beans much. We're fractionally lower in the meal. We're down 6 to 8 points in the bean oil this morning. The livestock markets have, at least the cattle and the feeder cattle, have continued the rally that came yesterday with key reversals up, a very positive technical sign in both the live and the feeder cattle. We've got the June live cattle at 103.75, that's up $1.42, with the May feeders at 137.15, that's up 202. Now, the hog market's struggling just a bit with the June hogs at 73.10, that's down 17 points. The hogs had a reversal up yesterday as well, but it was simply a hook reversal, didn't take out the previous day's high. So not a lot of follow-through buying there. Keep in mind that the April options go off the board for the live cattle on Friday, and first notice day on the live cattle is next Monday. On the outside markets, Brian, we're looking at the crude oil, seeing a bounce again. We're back up very close to $64 a barrel in the nearby May at $63.93. That's up 57. The metals are a little bit of a mixed bag, with the gold down, but other metals higher.